Good afternoon. We're going to get started with the workshop that's entitled Sexual Harassment, Race, Gender, and Power. So I'd like to welcome everyone to the workshop entitled Sexual Harassment, Race, Gender, and Power. Last year, we gathered here at the first Malcolm X conference to begin our discussion on the plight of sisters and which way forward. We spoke of the economic exploitation of sisters and their families receiving public assistance and of welfare rights organizing to empower ourselves. We spoke of forced abortion as genocide, as well as controlling our bodies and having the right to reproductive freedom. We discussed reclaiming our own history, and many of you who were here last year very eloquently showed us how to break through the myths of female passivity and male assumptions of domination. All of this was related to Malcolm's legacy to us, to call a spade, to be unafraid of personal growth, and to organize to change the world. Much has happened in our world since last year. Internationally, the U.S. has carried forth its threats of war against the Iraqi people. The Soviet Union is crumbling before our very eyes, and the Salvadoran freedom fighters have come even closer to victory. Conditions in our communities have markedly worsened. The temporary recession has become a long-term depression. The mortality rate for people of color has increased relative to whites due to poverty and racist discrimination. The black and Hispanic infant mortality rates in many of our communities equal those of many so-called third world countries. And AIDS is growing fastest among black and Hispanic women and children. These factors combine with ever-present notions of male supremacy to increase the stress levels between black men and women, which all too often culminates in sexual abuse and domestic violence. Anita Hill's revealing of sexual abuse by now Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas brought forward in our communities and workplaces outpourings of stories of sexual abuse and personal experiences of sexual discrimination, many of which were more violent than the horrible experience of Anita Hill. One expression of these voices of courage was the ad placed in the New York Times by black women. Barbara Ransby, who spoke at our conference last year, was one of the organizers of that. And I wanted to share an excerpt from that because our speakers and a discussion that we'll have today will undoubtedly address many of these same issues, and many have already been addressed thus far in the conference. And I quote, "Many have erroneously portrayed the allegations against Clarence Thomas as an issue of either gender or race. As women of African descent, we understand sexual harassment as both. We further understand that Clarence Thomas outrageously manipulated the legacy of lynching in order to shelter himself from Anita Hill's allegations. To deflect attention away from the reality of sexual abuse in African American women's lives, he trivialized and misrepresented this painful part of African American people's history. This country, which has a long legacy of racism and sexism, has never taken the sexual abuse of black women seriously. Throughout U.S. history, black women have been sexually stereotyped as immoral, insatiable, perverse, the initiators in all sexual contacts, abusive or otherwise. The common assumption in legal proceedings, as well as in the larger society, has been that black women cannot be raped or otherwise sexually abused. As Anita Hill's experience demonstrates, black women who speak of these matters are not likely to be believed. In 1991, we cannot tolerate this type of dismissal of any one black woman's experience or this attack upon our collective character without protest, outrage, and resistance." End quote. And yet, while 1991 has presented many opportunities for our community and the larger society to change patterns of racial and sexual oppression, the outcomes have been predictable. Clarence Thomas has been censored, and Clarence Thomas has been seated as Supreme Court Justice, and Anita Hill has been publicly censored, although she has not been silenced. Most recently, William Kennedy Smith has been acquitted of rape. Sexist violence in all communities and in media and in entertainment continues. We're here today to continue our analysis of these problems and to talk about solutions. Our workshop is entitled Sexual Harassment, Race, Gender, and Power, and we have three excellent speakers, Jerry Pickett, Rena Walker, and Bernice Miller, who will help frame our discussion. We intend to have as much time as possible for interchange with the entire body of the workshop and hope to generate a positive urgency to struggle, which will carry us from here to the rest of the conference and back to our communities. I should also just mention that because of logistical problems, it seems, we will have to leave this room at 5 o'clock. The next session and the other main theater will probably not begin until, it seems, around 6 o'clock. And so while we think this is a horrible disruption, we haven't yet been able to figure out an alternative to us beginning now, having the workshop as fully as possible in this room, and then when we are forced to vacate these premises, we'll move to the other theater and then proceed in there as long as we can. Last year, we felt very constrained by time, and it seems that it's back again. So we're going to do the best we can and continue with our struggle.